bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, comedian Greg Warren, Tom's recovery talk, and corn. It's all coming up right after this.
Good-looking woman down in the front row wanted to take her home after the show, but she was married and she told me no. Where did my lotion go?
The Bob and Tom Show is still trying to wake up. In the meantime, more Bob and Tom Extra.
Willie Griswold.
Hey, man.
And the captain is back, ladies and gentlemen. Tom Griswold.
And?
Greg Warren is here, so-called comedian.
No, he's not. He was in yesterday.
Was it a typo? How did he get back in here?
Yeah, I know. Tom, I need you to notice that lovely shirt.
Yeah, what is Greg wearing?
I recognize that shirt.
Is it a New Orleans thing?
Right. Can you rise up a little
bit? Stand up, I guess.
So we can get the whole, look at that.
Fleur de lis there.
It's looks like a
pink and a yellow fleur de lis.
It looks like a communist symbol to me.
Oh.
It looks
a little
It's kind of like if there was like maybe Cuba. It's got like a
it looks like a fleur de lis bird.
A little kind of a Caribbean wave.
What, Christy? When you're right,
Josh,
you're right.
What is it?
That is the St. Louis flag.
Are you kidding me?
Really?
Yes, that's the river.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
The Fleur-de-Lis, we were founded by
French?
Auguste Choteau and Pierre Laclede. Yeah.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
I believe it's Laclede.
It is not Laclede.
Are you sure?
That's a funk band from the 70s.
Oh, Laclede.
Their record's very hard to find.
See you at the Arch.
Thank you for hearing my sperm thing, nobody else did.
The comedian funny. Greg Warren is the man behind the special on, is it on Amazon? It's called Where the Field Corn Grows. Is that correct?
That is correct.
You got it right out of the gate.
Okay, yeah. What happened?
I don't know.
Because before you left, you could not get the title.
And then
you went on vacation for what was it?
I wrote down the options this morning, and I had Cornhole Love.
I like that.
Children of the Field Corn.
I like that, too.
This is a family-friendly special, and you explain what field corn is as opposed to
sweet corn, which is what we eat.
Yeah. Well, he has the explanation for those of you who are a little fuzzy about it, I think. You go over it in the special. Right,
sure. Yeah. Field corn is that's what we grind up and feed to the animals,
mm-hmm.
and sweet corn is what humans eat.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, once they explain it, it's actually very easy to.
Have you ever tried eating field corn?
No, it's terrible.
Yeah, it is.
It's you couldn't eat it.
No, it's far too hard.
Yeah,
you couldn't eat it.
Okay. Yeah. Now, do the animals do they have to like take a lathe and take the kernels off, or do they eat the whole thing?
Yeah, they give the animals mostly a lathe.
I don't think animals have access to a lathe.
Never seen a mouse operate a lathe.
At the big farms, Chick, they all have a bunch of woodworking.
Do they chew off the?
I don't even think cows had opposable thumbs. How
they go, hey, just make sure you don't wear a necktie while operating this thing.
How does your brain work?
They make just bags. Asking.
He's got you got a cow heart, right?
I have a cow valve in my heart now, yeah.
Do you know during the operation I heard Christopher Walken came in like six times and said, more cow valve.
More cow.
Dad, do you remember this? When we were in the hospital room, and then there was a doctor in there. My dad walks in, he's on a bed, and he goes, yeah, I've got some sort of cow valve in my heart. There's got to be some sort of joke there. And then I just said, yeah, you could say like more cow valve. And he just goes, oh, very funny.
Great minds, Willie.
Yeah, there's a point in the recovery where you don't want to laugh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's one thing where they make you cough,
mm-hmm. Oh.
And you're just afraid that you're rib cage is going to pop out.
Jack in the box open.
Exactly.
That's rough.
And then sneezing is scary.
I bet.
You have the staples?
That's
right?
I was going to ask.
And it doesn't look like it can hold anything.
I didn't have staples. They did a...
did they super glue it?
I think so.
Really?
Nice. Don't show us your disgusting scar.
Oh, wow. My gosh. That's pretty impressive.
Actually, it's not that gnarly.
It's not that gnarly at all.
Yeah. Yeah, and I got a bandit over the part that's...
Was there a hole
still
there?
Exposed?
Just on your nipple?
Leaking. No, it's the last part of the scab.
Josh, that's the biggest slit I've ever seen. What do you think?
Well, I know. And then did you see Tom's scar?
So they actually do super glue them together now?
I think so. I don't know.
Did you have staples, Chick?
I had staples, but
so
I got
you look
mine,
like Frankenstein?
You had lesser insurance.
Done way back. plus way back in the 30s. So
I'm not sure. I'm going to stay fuzzy on the details till I'm feeling 100% and I can read about it and go, oh, wow, that's really scary.
Yeah.
I
think they wire it shut and it doesn't get completely...
Does the bone fuse? No, they have posts and they wire it together and then it fuses like after a year and a half, 2 years.
I don't know. We're speculating.
That would make sense. Okay.
Human body. Amazing.
Yeah. It is amazing.
Well, the physician's also incredible. So thank you so much.
Well, they have books.
I can't wait till they wheel you in, Josh.
It does it on its own, right? It doesn't read.
And now, Josh Arnold angers America.
Doctors look
They do
books.
Have, I've noticed. I have noticed this, and maybe if someone out there is in the wheelchair business, I have noticed they now have the like XXL wheelchairs in various hospitals.
Yeah, a lot of fat Americans.
Wow.
Did you hear this, Josh? Tom wanted to...
Not only did I hear it, I looked straight into his eyes as he was looking into mine.
He was a fat American.
Well, it would be bad
the
if
XXL wheelchair.
Seriously. I mean, they're like...
Like a double wide? Like
my dad was in a wheelchair for many years. Very used to wheelchair technology. And I there were a couple of them. It's like, whoa.
Are you getting...
Who's this for? This is like a love seat.
During the rehab, are you getting tired of this yet? Hey, remember when we were in the hospital and you said... And you have to go... No, I do not remember what you're talking about. Over and over.
You and I shared a meal, and you don't remember.
Yeah, I don't remember. Last time I had a stent placed.
I brought him. I called him. He said, "Can you bring me Olive Garden?" I went to Olive Garden, got him a big meal, brought it over. We ate. You don't remember.
No, nope, not a word.
Oh, did they let you eat outside food?
Not a second. Oh yeah, I stayed at a very nice hospital. I have the stents placed. I've got it down to like a expanded teeth cleaning.
Yeah, you have to be very careful what you eat.
They were a little annoyed that I was feeding him fried mozzarella. Mozzarella, rather.
Yeah. Were you really?
Yeah. No.
A lot of salt.
Yeah.
Retain that water.
Speaking of food, Greg, I'm still confused as to the... if I were driving down the road, how could I see sweet corn and field corn? What would I need to look for?
Yeah, what's the... how do you differentiate? Yeah, go ahead.
Well, once they explain it, it's very easy to remember. Field corn is grown in a field.
Oh, okay.
Whereas sweet corn is grown in a field. Farmers make it real easy.
That's very good.
We
will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
I have a letter that sort of fits in with this theme, this sort of kind of joke. Dear Bob and Tom Show, I was shocked to see that Tom had lost so much weight. After receiving a cow valve, I thought he would be more beefy.
Hey. Yeah.
Ace, send you that one.
And yes, someone has suggested that, you know, my catchphrase sweeping the country. How about you?
Sure.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, that's good. They want me to change it to cow about you.
For Tommy.
For Tommy.
Boo.
Cow.
No, I love that. Mm. Love cow about you.
And
I've got to find out if these cow valves are, I mean, is there like a refrigerator full of them? And and in the middle of the surgery, do they bring like 3 in a tray and go, which one do you like?
Which one fits better?
We talked about this. You were fascinated by this in the hospital, and you asked the nurse a million questions about it.
Yeah,
and
but I don't remember what she said.
They keep them at room temp. There's just a closet, and there's a cow valve in there.
Well, Tom,
what?
I was going to save this surprise for later in the morning, but I think this is as good a time as any. In the studio with us right now, the cow that gave you the valve. Get in here, Bessie. Bessie!
Oh, that is touching.
Well, yes, thank you so much. Are you going to say anything to Bessie, Tom?
Thank you.
Josh, how'd you get her?
Very appreciative. I did some research.
My other question is this.
Whose valve does she have?
Do you suppose there's someone somewhere that when they were told, look, we're gonna give you a because they also use apparently pig valves.
Yes, that was, I think, the beginning.
My question is a very simple one. Is there anyone who, for religious reasons, would not want would not want a pig valve? Also, would there be a vegan who says no?
Well,
well, you're going to die.
Yeah.
Or
use a bamboo shoot.
Not very pliable.
Oh,
yeah.
Just curious. I'll have to do some research on that. If anybody's turned down the,
yes, I bet.
I could ask my dad.
Your dad?
Why would he know?
Is he a doctor?
No, he grew up Jewish. He doesn't eat pork.
Right.
Okay. But I mean, if he were told, by the way, you're going to die if we don't put a pig valve in your heart, would he say, just can't do it?
I could ask.
There are a number of religious faiths that do not want to.
I mean, Indian. The Hindus.
Yes. I don't know.
Cows.
I don't know. I'm asking.
Some of the greatest surgeons in the world are Indian heritage.
I know. I'm just asking.
I think it's a fair question, and I bet there are.
I think maybe you draw the line and go, well, tell you what. Let's see. Life or death, or Bossy gets it.
Well, I think they don't go out. It's not like a live lobster. They don't go out and pick the cow and then.
I'm just asking.
That'd be fun, though. If
we
like
live in a world.
Imagine going to the heart hospital.
We live in a world in which people will take their beliefs way too seriously.
Well,
and,
faith is very important to them.
Tom.
And they're dead now. That's too bad.
Well, not everybody, you lunatic.
Just the most of them.
Oh, boy.
I'm sweating.
That's
again.
Right. Yeah,
wait a minute. What's going on here? I think it's his. And now Tom Griswold. I'm
That's what Josh was doing.
It's so funny if you pulled up to the heart hospital and there's a pasture full of cows.
Yeah. And then they every day they do a little survey.
Yep.
Well, got one more human being that's going to live. I haven't seen Bessie today.
Well, cows have 4 hearts.
No, they don't.
I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure they do.
Look it up.
They have a couple of stomachs. I know that. Now, some have suggested we've been doing obscure references this morning.
Yes. Yes, you have.
Roger Ramjet, Steve Cannon.
Yes, you have.
No, Christy did a really obscure.
No, stop. No, she didn't. Stop.
Yeah, she asked.
If by that you mean when she asked
about yours.
The only one I did say was Art Linkletter. Yes.
That's obscure.
You're right.
Yes,
you're
I did.
Art's been dead for 50 years.
Apologies.
So is Steve Cannon. So is Roger. Never mind.
For those of you who don't know who Art, you may know Art Linkletter as the man on the money in the Life game. The Game of Life.
Wow.
Is that Art Linkletter?
Yeah, well,
I didn't know that.
That's a nice piece of trivia.
Famous for interviewing kids.
That is a nice.
Kids
will say the darndest thing.
This obscure reference, calling me Captain Beefheart.
That's pretty good.
Not bad.
He's kind of a protege of, Frank Zappa?
Yeah.
Of that era.
The single greatest scam ever ever perpetrated on the American public, Captain Beefheart.
Did he have a hit?
No.
Was it a he or a band?
Chris Gaines.
Until Chris Gaines. Yeah.
That guy was good, man. I was probably my favorite guy.
Chris Gaines?
Yeah, Gaines was awesome.
Who's Chris Gaines?
He was a pop star that just came out of nowhere. Yeah.
And then come out of the polo match and get in with the real world?
What the hell is wrong with you people?
Gaines. He was the alter ego of Garth Brooks.
Oh, what? That's right.
Yeah, Greg, man, that was Garth Brooks the whole time.
Just about took out a record company.
Okay, I'm sorry. Right.
We have an email. Hello, knuckleheads.
Oh, hi.
This evidently is a true story.
Okay.
A lady tried to, these two people met in a Kroger and it went like this. A gentleman texted her and he said, "You were the tall brunette with the near perfect body."
That's near perfect.
What a come on. See, already this guy's an idiot.
How do you get a number if they just met at the Kroger?
That farted in the bread. I'm sorry, it's an email.
Oh, okay.
That farted in the... Go out to your car. That farted in the bread section last night. I was the tall guy next to you that looked over and asked, "Was that you?" You quickly replied, "No, it wasn't me." You almost seemed insulted, I would ask. As the stink grew, you continued to deny your flatulence.
Wow.
But it was evident. I tried to get rid of the stench by waving two loaves of ciabatta bread, but you proceeded to storm off in an angry manner. You are beautiful, and even if you're a liar and fart like a Clydesdale, I'd love to meet up.
I'm guessing there's no response.
There is no response.
Oh, that's a shame.
That's a Dan Fogelberg song.
Yeah. You know what? I think so.
And you farted like a Clydesdale in the grocery store. It was snowing Christmas Eve.
And the snow began to rain.
This evidently is a big-time site called Missed Connections.
And oh, really?
They publish all of these sorts of things. And
those are newspapers, all over.
Almost, Tom.
Yeah.
Almost love.
Oh, the personal ads. Oh, yeah. Sure.
I doubt if those two hooked up.
Yeah, I heard Ace's clothesline for the ladies on the way in, man. I think I can nail it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So you're with a girl, right, Ace?
Yeah.
And things are moving along. And you say, "What time you got?"
No. That's not really exact. That's not what he says, really.
That's what he said earlier on. You guys are all saying it was great.
Ace, actually, what do you say when you're ready to?
It's time.
See? It's time there, Greg.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, same thing.
That's our closer, Greg.
Okay. All right. Now, we promised in the world of sports.
Mark Davis, last night was not the only win that the Vegas owner has had over the weekend with his team beating the Ravens in overtime. According to reports, Davis playing the Wheel of Fortune slots at the Virgin Hotels.
Wheel
of
Fortune! Oh, so much fun.
I'm Vanna White.
He won 18.
So lovely.
I used to be a praying mantis. Now I'm a woman. For breakfast, I have a bean.
And for lunch, Davis won $1,800 on one turn.
Wow.
He's worth $500 million at least.
Oh, God, more than that.
It's unclear whether Davis doubled that money or let it ride or would have put it back in the slots. The jackpot, of
or
course.
Or just walked away.
Or just walked away.
Left it for the next guy.
This is from...
Now, if he won $1,800, he can afford... let's see. That would be 300 haircuts.
At least, yes.
Man, have you seen
somebody's
this guy's
charging
hair?
For that.
Yeah, it's awful.
It's unbelievably bad. It's a bowl haircut.
Is he surrounded by people who say that's a great looking haircut?
Maybe they say, Greg Warren, have you seen his hair? Mark Davis?
I don't think so.
He looks like the Dutch boy kind of thing. It's like real tight and it's real short bangs.
I think it's a power move.
I think he knows it and yes. He just does it on purpose because he doesn't care.
He has so much money.
Right.
He does not give a damn what you think about his haircut.
Exactly.
Is it like pulling
the... Oh, that's
the,
terrible.
Is it like pulling the sword from the stone? The first person who comes up and says, "Hey, that's a bad haircut," he's going
to
give...
I'd do it. I'd go to him.
Or something, you know, maybe.
Dude.
No reporters ever asked, huh?
Maybe he's just thrifty.
To that, let's speak to... Now it's time for Thrifty Corner with Ace Cosby.
You forget, we were on the same flight from Vegas to Oakland.
Uh-huh. No, we don't forget. We just didn't care.
You have to stop telling this story because you're a Raiders fan and you went up to Mark Davis and said,
hello.
No,
that's not what you said.
No.
Hello, what?
Hello, Mike.
Mike. And speaking of Mark Davis, dear guys, dear Bob and Tom crew, this says, I was watching the Raiders game last night and they scored and there was a quick shot, of course, of owner Mark Davis. I screamed so loud that it woke up my dog and the dog started yelping. No amount of money would ever make me sport that haircut. It's the worst ever. Jay in Waterloo, Iowa.
Thank you, Jay.
I think now if you were to see, I don't know, all of the NFL owners, he'd be one of the ones you could pick out.
For sure. That is true. That's maybe true. It is a branding thing.
Yeah.
Maybe.
How many do you know? I mean, obviously everyone knows Dallas Cowboys, Washington Redskins, Danny. Formerly the Redskins.
Shad Khan, I guess.
Jacksonville, right?
Jacksonville, yeah. Yeah.
But how many, if there was picture of 50 Shad guys, Khan. 50 guys sitting on a... Chaka Khan, we got it. Why don't you guys do your own show?
Okay, hang on. That's not bad. 90 minutes in and he's pissed. That's not bad.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Michael Rosenbaum and Tom Welling take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
Their ultimate rewatch podcast. We're in the midst of season 7 and...
Hold on. Obviously, we had a very successful television show for 10 years that was Superman-based.
But we had to make everyone believe that you were Clark.
I gotta be honest, I was surprised at the end of this episode that I wasn't...
I was too!
Talkville, the Smallville rewatch podcast.
I'm not sure I knew when I was filming it that I was not me.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.